Hey, good morning. This is Jim Turner with Central Florida's Morning News. News Talk 96.5 WDBO. Yesterday, I made my big announcement that I will be retiring from WDBO. My last day on the air will be the 14th of December. So people are saying, well, who's going to replace Jim? And the replacement is here. How unusual is this? You know, most of the time in the radio business, you're there one day, and then the next day, some other guy's there, and you say, whatever happened to what's his name? So we're not doing that, I'll tell you. We're doing a big transition thing here. And your new host of Central Florida's Morning News, starting soon, will be from Tulsa, Oklahoma, the host of Tulsa's Morning News, Joe Kelly. Hiya, Joe.
Jim, good morning, and thank you so much for having me here. That was a heartfelt moment yesterday when you announced your retirement.
It was for me, I'll tell you what. Yeah. And it was hard to control the emotions, you know, being the guy I am. Most people were surprised by that. But it was a difficult thing to do.
Have you taken the time to read some of the comments that WDBO listeners have posted on our Facebook page at WDBO.com and elsewhere?
Yeah, that guy that called me a Nazi. You know, I thought that was uncalled for.
But all the rest of them. There's a lot of real love there for you, and a lot of people are excited for you as you retire.
I certainly appreciate all the comments, and I'll tell you, but see, I don't handle that stuff very well, but I do appreciate it, so keep it coming. We really do. Let's talk a little bit about Joe Kelly, though.
Yes.
Because you've been in Tulsa for a while, several years.
Yeah, I was there for going on 8 years.
And prior to that, as I recall, were you in Dallas, right?
I was in Dallas, and I'd moved around a few times, as you know. You don't know, since you have been here for 40 years, but a lot of people in radio tend to be a little bit transient. You do move a little bit. We really had not expected to leave Tulsa. We liked Tulsa a whole lot. Part of my children were born in Tulsa.
Let me tell everybody, too, when word got out that I was planning to retire, and this has been going on for a few years, folks, this is not like some big surprise because, they kept approaching me. I said, okay, I'll stay on another year. Okay, I said, no, I can't do this anymore. So, but anyhow, this is a primo job.
Oh, yeah.
And to have Joe Kelly selected to take it over is quite an honor for us as well as for him, I think.
Yes, absolutely so.
And
yes,
I know you're looking forward to it, and you're a little nervous, but just calm down.
That's that's where I was going. We had not planned on leaving Tulsa until someone said, hey, would you be interested in going to WDBO? And at that point, yes, I mean, absolutely so. We just love the idea of being here, not only at DBO, but in Orlando. And I've got three young kids. I've got 6-year-old twin boys and a 9-year-old daughter. And as you can imagine, through the eyes of a child, when they are told, and they have been told, that they're going to be living in and around, you know, the Magic Kingdom, their minds envision so much more than you and I ever could as adults.
Well, you have lots of season tickets to buy to a number of attractions,
yes.
I would think.
Yes.
Joe Kelly, Tulsa's loss is Orlando's gain, and we look forward to hearing you on Central Florida's Morning News here on WDBO. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir. It is an honor.
It's 7:43 at WDBO.